Welcome to Ugandan Art Speaks Out, the podcast that celebrates the diversity and creativity of Ugandan art and culture. Produced by Omochi Creative, a non-government organization that uses art to create social change and promote empowerment in Uganda. This podcast takes you on a weekly journey of discovery through the vibrant and diverse world of Ugandan art. Each episode features insightful conversations with talented artists and creatives who share their stories, inspirations, and passions. Whether you are an art lover, a curious listener, or someone looking to expand your understanding of Ugandan art and culture, Ugandan Art Speaks Out invites you now to join us on an unforgettable journey through Uganda's creative diversity. And now, let's start the show.
The person next, she's a media personality. She's an actor. And right now, one of the practitioners in theater. And if you want to see her, come on Thursday. Every Thursday on this very stage. Please put your hands together for Kathy Bagaya.
Good afternoon. My name is Catherine Bagaya, and I'm privileged to be here. It's actually an honor to be before you and also seated alongside these ladies who I have adored, looked up to. I was taught by Dr. Mercy too. Yes. So let me reintroduce myself. I'm a former student from right now, Performing School of the Arts and Film, then Musilu Daladala, Music, Dance and Drama. And for Maria Mundagiri, I've watched you. I'm the youngin' here, but for me, it's a privilege to be here and also a privilege to be before you and say happy World Theatre Day to you and to myself. Thank you. So the topic before us, the crucial role of professional discipline in theatre arts for advancing Uganda's theatre industry. I have been with Fun Factory for now 20 years. We do sketch comedy here at the National Theatre, but I've been with them for 17 years. And in these 17 years, the reason as to why we are still standing is because we have tried to observe. We fall, we get there and come down, discipline ourselves, go back up there. It's not an easy journey, is what I'm saying. But we have to try, because this is a business we chose. This is who we are. I don't do any other work away from art, meaning theater, and also, I also write, I'm a script writer. So for me, discipline in our arts is very important. And allow me again to define it for you in a different way. Discipline is the practice of making people obey rules or standards of behavior and punishing them when they don't. Discipline in art means practice or training to change behavior. So every piece that you have taken a part in changes you, directs you to be something. And then in our organizations, those of you who are in theater groups or are planning to start theater groups, we have different sections. You have the directors, you have the producers, stage managers, then you have the actors. Sometimes those who feel they're above you, the directors, the producers, push you in a corner and you feel disrespected. And yet in our business, respect is very important. Respect for your teammates, respect for the people that you work with is very important. You don't want somebody to enter a room, never gamba, oh, a director kako kazi. You know, that kind of feeling. Or you're directing somebody and they're like, sure, what do they know? We were in the same class. Who are they to direct and I'm not? The point is, if you didn't take the mantle of director, as an actor, listen to the director. And this is where the discipline comes in. And this is where the respect comes in. Respect for the job which many of us take as a hobby. Oh, I want to act. When I decided to do drama at the university, I have a degree in drama. I was in high school. We did these competitions, MDD. Then I wrote down, I said, I filled in, I want to do Bachelor of Arts in drama at the university. I came to act. But when I got there, I found different things. There was makeup, Simanyi directing. I said, hey, so you mean the field is this wide? And from then, I learned to respect the territory that I'm in. For me, it wasn't just about the acting. It was a job. I've been here. This is where I make my money from. This is where I get my food, my rent, paying my parents' medical, everything. For me, this is a job. I don't play. So when the hobby people come here, the ones they were talking about, the ones that we have opened doors to, and they say, I want to act. Then they show up for one rehearsal. The next rehearsal, they don't show up. You're like, where is this person? But today I didn't feel like coming. I didn't have transport. Excuse me? Accountability to your teammates. Respect for the job that is putting not only your face out there. Thank you for that. The job that's not only putting your face out there, because some of you just want to be famous. You get, I'm on the stage, Kabandavi. In Ruto, they say Kabandoli. Some of you are after that one, yeah? But this is a space where we are. We respect this space. From this stage here to the audience. Therefore, those of you who want to walk into our business, our territory, please walk in with respect. Because many of us have been here. And I want to thank those who I phoned. They created a path for us. And I'm here also creating a path for other people who are coming. Those of you who are here in the audience. So, when you find the respect, when you're told what to do, please do it. Because the person who's telling you knows what they're saying. Come with the potential to learn. Open cup. Free. Whatever you know, you don't know. Just come and then your cup will be filled. The issue of theater groups. When you're forming a group, what is your mandate? Why are you forming the group? Just to kusanyusa us? No. What is your why? Like they were saying. Like for the why of Fun Factory. We are here to make you laugh. Whether the issue is minor or serious, we make sure our job is to make you laugh. When you pay your 30K on Thursday, I assure you, if you don't laugh, then you come to us and slap us. Our job, our mandate as a group is to give you hearty laughs. Agreed? So if your mandate as a group is to give us drama and you're giving us the story whichever way that you want, beginning, middle, end, it has got to make sense. By the time somebody walks out of the theater and they are probably in their car or they are at home, they are thinking, today, Charles Mulekwa's play Man to Man, the guy said something, the torture that was happening in this nation, he's saying a point. What are we going to do about this? Are we just going to sit in the theater and watch plays and do nothing? Because that's what we are doing. You come, you pay us your kamane, you watch the play. After that, you go back to your lives, you guys. That's not why we're here. We are here to mirror what's happening. So as an audience, when you watch us, laugh at us, cry with us, all those things that you do, what is your take home? Your responsibility is, as an audience, to go back and apply what you've seen here. Anyway, I didn't do something, even me, after Man to Man. Accountability. As a practitioner, I'm accountable to my teammates and accountable to the audience. Those are things that are very important. By the time somebody is paying their 30K, that 30K has come from somewhere. The mother is probably sick, but the guy has said, today, mommy, first way to call that panado. I'll buy it next week. Then they bring their 30K and they pay at the auditorium. Then you come and you find, okay, there are only 15 people who have paid. Then they're like, you guys, we're not going to act. There are only a few people. How dare you? It doesn't matter the number of people who are in the audience. If you have done your kalango and said, we have a show, when two people show up for that show, please put up the performance like it's a full audience. Because when they were teaching us, if you're shy, look up there. So you never know how many people are in the audience. So you perform to the best of your ability. Respect for the audience, accountability. They say we don't pay taxes. Fair, we pay taxes. Because by the time you have a show in here, my friend, URA is taxing every ticket. So we're also contributing to the nation. We're not just here as Banange, Tulibana Katemba, which is not a word they like, but they use it mostly. We're not just here as artists to move. We add something to the nation. That is why we need to take ourselves seriously, because we contribute to the economy of Uganda. People management. This is on the side of us, the performers. Okay, the audience, yes, when they're coming in, you say, hello, welcome, seat number this, etc. People management. In our dear theater groups, some of you are terrorists. You have zero communication skills towards your fellow members. And that is why they run away. That's why they don't come back for rehearsals. That's why they don't respect rehearsals, because of the way you communicate. You wake up and say, I had a dream. Let's have rehearsals at 2. Tomorrow, PM. And you did not communicate prior. Eh? Then you're telling somebody, please, I want you to perform this way. But the person you're explaining to is not understanding you, because you're using very big English words. And yet they say, in our world, simplicity is the best. Emotional intelligence, we have zero. But could we try to get on emotional intelligence? When you're managing a group of 50 people, it's different from managing 5 people. 5 people are a bit simpler, but 50, that would mean utilize everybody that you have. Utilize the director, the assistant director, the costume people, the makeup, the stage managers. Utilize everybody that you can, because you do not want the group to break. What is the vision of the group? Is every participant in the group aligning with the vision? Or there are some people who just came, Kabandole, let me make some Kalito money here and go to Dubai. What is the vision? Is everybody who's participating in advancing this dear group, are they in the same line? Is the vision the same? I'll give an example of Tevere Arts. You guys know about these people. They are here to support artists. If you want to direct, if you are into acting, they help us grow. And those are the people who have been standing tall, even with all the competition that is happening. Actually, the competition is getting bigger and bigger. But that doesn't mean that we should chicken out, because there is television, there is TikTok. TikTok now is a thing. Everybody's on TikTok. And theater is competing with TikTok. We are competing. Somebody is on their phone at home on Twitter. We are competing with that. We are competing with this. This thing is keeping people away from the theaters. But I'm also saying, we who are presenting, what are we presenting to the audience? That somebody has to leave their bed and bring us their 30K. What are we giving them at the end of the day? So for me, as a performer and a person who has been in this business for a very, very long time, like I said, many of the things, we do our best. And when we don't do these things, attending rehearsal on time, performing, when you come on stage and then you mess up in a skit, as you walk into that corridor there, there's somebody waiting for you. Or somebody is screaming, what's this? Elbow. Yeah? Like, I'm going to elbow you if you mess up that skit. Accountability to each other. We are always there to make sure nobody is messing up. When you mess up, you guys, you are sorry. You know you're on stage, you've messed up, but there in the corridor, you start apologizing from that moment of you walking off. So accountability, discipline. If you don't attend rehearsals, they suspend you, my friend. They give you a month off stage. And then you start to wonder, this stage is powerful for an actor. When you're not on stage, even if they're not paying you money, it's okay. But can I be on stage? Because that's why we are here. That's why we are artists. The stage, I am here to be seen. I want to be seen. I don't want to be in the closet. That is why I do what I do. When people meet me, I say, banange, Kathy, that casket, can you me? I'm like, yeah, I did my job. That is why I'm here. I've understood why I'm an actor. I've understood why I'm a writer. So I'm here to do my job well and do it to perfection so that I can get some kamane. People say this business is not about money, but it's about money at the end of the day also. We need to make money out of this business. You don't come here from your home, attend rehearsal from Monday to Sunday, and then someone is telling you they're going to pay you. What are you saying? Do you get my point? What are you saying? I could have done it. That's why people run away from the arts. Because guys are thinking, I came rehearsal 1 day, 2 days. They're telling you to rehearsing from 10 to 5. No tea, no lunch, no nothing. But we are supposed to be loyal. Why should we be loyal? We're not getting anything. And then you're telling us, please, come to the arts, come to the arts, come to the arts with a sense of business also. Don't just come with your creative side. Come with a business discipline, which we also need. We are just too passionate. I'm going to act, become famous. And what is your bank balance saying? Nothing. So let us also keep in mind that we also need the business end of the arts, which is also a discipline. When they pay there and you give the theater its percentage, don't pocket the money and then you tell the people there's no money to pay actors. You get me? So the responsibility is on us. This is our business. This is our life. And for us to grow these things, discipline. Discipline leads us to professionalism. Then like a small thing I created. Just my final words. Talent plus hobby move together. They birth the practice of talent. Because you come here, because you feel, people call you and say, I can perform, I can write. So the practice of the talent and the hobby, which lead to discipline. Because for you to be better at your talent, be it writing, acting, Simanyi holding the camera, you must practice. And practice is going to help you achieve your goal, which you have set. So practice and discipline move together. Then, which lead to the quality of the product. If you're doing all these things, you can never have a product that is weak. Your product will always be superb. And at some point, if you mess up, it's easier for you to correct. Quality of product leads to satisfaction of the audience. When you give the audience what it wants, they'll never leave and say, nay, those guys bored us. No. They will leave the theater and say, wow, this person said something. It is right. I understand what they're saying. I can see myself. I know somebody who, forgive me for using Charles Mulekwa's play, it's the most current thing in my head. But it's a thing of what you have seen. They have mirrored society. Some people have gone ahead and done something about it. Others haven't. But because I know I came to Charles Mulekwa's play and it was superb, when he wakes up and says, you guys, I have another play, and he's charging 100K, you guys, I will pay the 100K. Why? Because I know the man does not do what? Disappoint. The team that works with him does not disappoint. So because of that, the moment the audience is happy, you as the performer, reward for the artist. Reward for the artist in the sense that your piece has been welcomed. Then even the box office, there is kamani, of which when the money comes, the taxman takes his, the theater takes theirs, and then you say, banange, the guys I worked with, here is some kamani for the job that you did, here is some kamani. So everybody is happy at the end of the day. I think I've said too much, but thank you.
Thank Thank you for listening to Ugandan Art Speaks Out, the podcast that celebrates the diversity and creativity of Ugandan art and culture. We hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something new about the amazing work of these artists. If you liked this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on your favorite platform. You can also visit our website at Ugandan Art Speaks Out to learn more and explore further. You can also follow us on social media and join our community of art lovers and supporters. We'd love to hear from you and get your feedback. You can also support our work by donating to our organization and helping us continue our mission of using art to create social change and empowerment in Uganda. Thank you for your support, and until next time, keep listening and keep learning.